Realization is reality right now. Even shocks, doubts, fears, and frights are no other than reality right now. However, with Buddha knowledge, it is different. Seeing a speck of dust is different from sitting within a speck of dust. Even when you sit in the world of phenomena, it is not broad. Even when you sit in a speck of dust, it is not narrow. If you are not fully present, you do not fully sit. If you are fully present, you are free from how large or narrow it is where you are. Thus, you have thoroughly experienced the essential unfolding of Dharma blossoms. So, Ehe Dogen again, from Shobo Genzo. So happy 4th of July. Nice to be sitting with you here tonight. Wasn't sure if there were going to be two or three of us here. But in some ways, though we are a small group tonight of five, it is kind of nice in a nostalgic sense. It reminds me of the early days of Morningstar Sangha, when we would sit four or five of us together, huddled together in our little circle. How true it is that a little group is no less meaningful and no less powerful than a big group. A speck of dust, no less beautiful and remarkable than the expanse of the universe. What is it but the judging mind that tells us that one is better than the other? To be at Sesshin cleaning off the Buddha statue with a feather duster as the sunlight streams in from the window behind, and to see a speck of dust rise into that stream of sunlight and dance around in the sunlight. Who of us as children were not at some point touched by a speck of dust, entranced by its beauty, the way it floated in the air and seemed to dance around and play? This is our natural way, this remarkable natural appreciation that we can have for just things as they are. Here we are sitting together this hot, hot evening. All of us just being destroyed by the heat. When it is hot, just let yourself be hot. And it is okay. We just feel the warmth. When it's winter, we may wish for this day again. And the mind of preferences of this is good and this is bad so often jumps in and tells us the way things ought to be. But our practice is to simply turn again and again toward what is here now. Toward reality, toward our sitting together in our little square, the hum of the fan and the chirping bird, the warmth in the air, just to be here. And if specks of dust arise, there is no need to clean the mirror, so to speak. Hui Nung, in response to one poem about how practice is just a matter of keeping the mirror clean, responded, what mirror? We are so prone to thinking of ourselves as mirrors reflecting the world in our separate consciousness, in our separate mind. But our teaching is that there is no separate mind. Our minds right now, made up of the bird songs, made up of the fan whirring, of the warm air, of these words, no separateness at all. And in this non-duality, where is there room for big or small? We call ourselves boundless ways in. And this gives us ideas sometimes that our mind must be big all the time. But sometimes reality takes the shape of a speck of dust. Sometimes reality takes the shape of a long-born grief. And perhaps we feel alone and separate. But that too is simply the manifestation of blossoms turning. And so if we look closely at this speck of dust as it arises, we see that it is simply the turning of the Dharma wheel, not me per se, not something with which I can identify, but movement and change. There is an entire universe in that feeling of separateness. Nothing needs to be chased away. Nothing needs to be changed. Everything changes on its own accord anyway. So we practice just being with things just as they are. Again and again, returning to this, just this. Nothing special at all. Our practice is not to become someone or something special. It is to realize what we are. Even if we did become something special, we would not be able to hold on to it. Everything changes. So we can give it up. We can give it away. We can give our practice back to the universe. And the universe keeps giving us back our practice. We turn the Dharma blossoms, and the Dharma blossoms turn us. Indeed, there is actually no separateness. But we talk about it like there are two, or three, or five, or nine. All numbers passing through this one space. This one space we call reality, or we call you, or we call Buddha, or we don't call it anything at all. We just attend again and again. What is here? Completely free from things being any particular way. No need to create a particular state. No need to chase after a particular mode. Realized, unrealized, simply categories of the mind. Go ahead and be an unrealized Buddha. Nonetheless, Buddha. What does it matter? All just Buddha. Nothing but Buddha. Whirring fan, Buddha. Words in your mind, Buddha. Grief arising, Buddha. Happiness, Buddha. Hello, Buddha. Everything that comes, hello, Buddha. I see you, Buddha. No gap. Intimate. Intimate with each thing as it arises, our practice, burrowing deeper and deeper into things as they are, opening the heart wider and wider, things as they are. Sometimes simply broken open, submitting, bowing down to things as they are, wishing things were not as they are, is simply things as they are. Chasing after a mind state, another version of things as they are. What is usually distrusted is that now is a moment of Dharma blossoming. How often do we think, oh, this can't be it. This me sitting in front of the stupid TV watching some old show can't be it. The shadow creeping across the lawn, that can't be it. The arising of some sort of desire or some loss can't be it. My boredom can't be it. The heat can't be it. If I could just escape the heat, then I'd be enlightened. These are our delusions. And of course, we turn toward them again and again and see that they too are it. Buddha! Realizing delusion is Buddha, is enlightenment. Our faith is bigger than anything we can think. It is everything and anything that arises. And of course, we suffer because we don't really believe it. But that's it too. Realization does not depend on our believing it even. Realization is simply things as they are. In a way, it has nothing to do with us. And of course, it is us. Sometimes this kind of talk can be confusing. No need to understand, actually. No need to rely on the mind that wants to understand. Throw understanding out the window with the crow. There is understanding. Caw. Just that. What need for anything more?